AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has attacked Ukraine with a new ballistic missile in response to Kyiv's use this week of missiles provided by the U.S. and Britain. Saka Magani has details.
Flying at 10 times the speed of sound, Putin says the U.S. air defenses cannot stop it, and it can be used to strike any Ukrainian ally whose missiles are used to attack Russia.
This was a new type of lethal capability that was employed on the battlefield. So that's certainly of concern to us.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says it was an experimental type of intermediate range missile based on Russia's existing intercontinental ballistic missile.
With a range way beyond any of that seen in this conflict so far.
British military expert Matthew Saville says it was a clear message from Putin to Ukraine's allies.
These could be nuclear tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general following scrutiny over a federal sex trafficking investigation. Senator John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania Democrat.
Yes, he was the ultimate troll. And people have the opportunity, they can freak out over things and respond. And if you want to do that, you don't have to. You better pace yourself.
In our Stephen Groves reports, another nominee is drawing scrutiny.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick to be the next defense secretary, also faces allegations of sexual misconduct. And just last night, a 2017 police report was released that looked into an incident at a California hotel. Hegseth told reporters that he had been cleared of wrongdoing and Republicans have rallied around him.
That big storm system that's pounded the Pacific Northwest now bringing record rain and heavy snow to Northern California. More than 300,000 are still without power around Seattle. And stocks closed higher, the Dow adding 461 points or 1.1%. This is AP News. The nation's airports are geared up for big crowds over the Thanksgiving holiday. Shelley Adler has a look.
It seems new travel records are being set every year since the pandemic, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg expects that trend to continue for Thanksgiving.
If recent experience is any guide, these will likely be some of the busiest travel days in U.S. history.
And the airports are ready, he says, thanks to work by the Biden administration.
We have also made historic investments in our aviation infrastructure to make sure that the U.S. airspace maintains its status as the safest, most efficient, most complex airspace in the world.
AAA is expecting over 5.5 million people to fly domestically this holiday. That's an increase of 2% compared to last year and a nearly 11% increase over 2019. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening and safe travels.